You're listening to SBS News.
No matter where it is, strip searches can be humiliating and sometimes deemed unnecessary. New numbers show New South Wales Police aimed to conduct more than 240,000 personal searches last financial year, including frisk and strip searches. Figures were obtained by State Greens MP David Shoebridge under Freedom of Information laws.
I'd say to the police, if you're proud of what you're doing, why aren't you telling people about it? Why aren't you being proactive? And why do you have to be forced time after time?
The documents revealed New South Wales Police aimed to make almost a quarter of a million personal searches last year. The number of searches fell short by nearly 3,000. Police also had a target of more than 100,000 move-on orders, up about 20,000 from the year before. New South Wales Police describes the numbers as a performance indicator to maintain a level of proactive policing strategies proven to drive down crime. A spokesperson said, anytime a police officer executes their search powers, they must hold a reasonable suspicion as required by the Law Enforcement Powers and Responsibilities Act. A search cannot be conducted if this criteria is not met. Stephen Blanks from the State's Council for Civil Liberties says there are global guidelines in this field.
So the United Nations has issued practical guidelines on how policing should be conducted according to human rights standards. We have a problem in New South Wales, of course, that we don't have human rights recognition in New South Wales, unlike Victoria, unlike Queensland, unlike the ACT.
Solicitor Samantha Lee from the Redfern Legal Centre in Sydney says she'll write to the state's Auditor General calling for an investigation to see if targets are influencing the number of searches.
Innocent people are being caught up in these stop and searches, and they have done nothing wrong.
Mr. Blanks says New South Wales Police will have to respond quickly before people lose faith in the force.
If police down tools, then we all lose. But the police have to operate in a way that has community support.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.